our kids are facing a lot of risk factors that we know that we need to help them address in order for them to be successful in school and in life. And the Healthy Kids Survey, which is administered on alternating years, gives us a snapshot into the kinds of healthy or unhealthy behaviors and risk factors that they face. What stood out to us is probably, first of all, that students around the state in many ways are struggling, but we have some unique local characteristics here where our kids seem to be facing particular problems that we want to work as a whole community to address. One of those is that we have about a 50% higher marijuana use rate among our adolescents than we see across the state. And when the Carbondale trustees were considering changing zoning restrictions on marijuana shops, we wanted to talk to them not so much about the zoning restrictions, but about raising awareness that marijuana is an issue in particular in our community. There's a lot of speculation and not really good information as to what might be causing it. And since the last survey was administered in 2013, prior to legalization, we don't really know that legalization plays a role or what role it will play. When we administer the surveys next fall, in fall 2015, we should know whether, for example, there's an increased use that might be related to legalization.
So I understand the district is looking at reaching kids and parents to a certain degree to try and better understand, and I think the term social norming is in there.
Yeah. Social norming is the sort of concept that we tend to see an exaggerated use. So kids will say things like, everybody is smoking pot, when in fact, kids who have used marijuana in the past 30 days is around 27%. And so that means that 3/4 of kids are not using pot. So it's renorming expectations. Instead of everybody's doing it, well, actually 3/4 of people are not doing it. So social norming is almost a marketing campaign that renorms people's expectations, that actually the normal thing is not to be smoking pot.
Well, Rob Stein, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you very much.